Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Caroline Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase in for Caroline today. She'll be back on Monday. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, reporter Nick Kieser on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a good Friday so far.
I like that, reporter Nick.
That's his thing.
Nicholas.
I told him. Like the first time I called him that, he thought I was making fun of him, which I was, but he wasn't wrong. But I said, look, it's like the constable or the suit. You know, Nick Cale gave me the name the constable. Darren gave me the name the suit. They took off.
Exactly.
You know, you make a brand out of it. So you just roll with it.
There you go.
Embrace it.
There you go.
We also established now that the suit is risen up in popularity and esteem status.
Yeah.
We just talked to.
I heard it.
Did you?
I heard it, yeah.
So we're talking about a Chase McCabe,
a
Chase McCabe
wing.
Hey, we saw it with Rodney Dangerfield in the movie Back to School. He got back into school, not because of his grades, but he was willing to fund the new building, right? The Thornton Mellon School of Business.
Joe on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, the Chase McCabe water fountain.
On the campus of Middle Tennessee.
Just a water fountain corner with a plaque above it.
Is it the new kind of water fountain where you can put your water bottle underneath?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not putting any cheap water fountains in there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You're not old school.
Why just can't get like one of those
big
ones?
How much is a water
big
fountain?
Ones?
How do you do that?
I mean,
you can fund a water fountain.
Yeah, you should be. You can fund a water fountain, you know, the thing that sits outside in front of the, you know, we could put it. Where can we put the huge water fountain?
$1,300. Good Lord.
We'll take installments. We'll take installments.
Does this thing have the internet?
A 20-year plan, man. 20-year plan, okay?
$29.99 a month.
Hey, Chris, what's up? It's Chase. Hey, I like this water fountain. I'll give you $30 a month.
He's like,
pay it off.
We'll work with you.
Wait, here's one for $600. We can do that.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
So you're not talking. You're talking like the. You're not talking about the big water fountain.
No, I'm talking
outside.
About like this. You put the.
Oh,
bottle.
You're talking about the little bottle.
Yeah, you put the bottle
water dispenser.
In there. Yeah, that's okay. Hey, we can do that.
I thought you were going big, like the big water fountain.
It's ADA compliant.
Exactly. Where you come in, you know, when you come into the campus, you see the big water fountain. Chase's water fountain.
Oh, it's non-refrigerated. No, I can't do that. We got to get the refrigerated one.
Yeah,
well, you're going to be playing a little bit more.
These athletes need first-class water fountains.
Yeah, come on,
we need a filtered one and a refrigerated one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Remember the old ones in the 70s where you tried to fill up your water bottle? With the old one, you push the button and it's not getting high enough, and you can only fill your cup about halfway
what
before it starts pulling back
fountains?
Up.
They're gone now.
They're not well.
Ever since COVID, they've either put tape around them or they've taken them down.
Yep. I used to get in trouble in elementary school because we had one that it had some force to it, and so I would turn it on and I'd back away from it.
Oh, you let it hit people.
No, I would try and see how I could catch it.
To see how much the arc could go.
And then I'd walk back into class with just like water all over my face, and the teacher would be like, you can't go to the water fountain the rest of the day.
That's it. You've lost your privileges.
There you go.
Water on the floor. I had to go clean
it
up.
Then there's the other trick where you put the piece of gum on there and it shoots straight up and gets you right in the face.
Man, y'all were bad, man. Gosh. Willie, man, you've come a long way, Willie.
I have.
Were we bad or were we bored?
Both.
Yeah, I don't know. But
man, I
appreciate Chris Massaro for coming on and talking about their new facility that they broke ground on at MTSU. Mm-hmm. Mike LaFleur has been hired as the offensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams. So another LaFleur goes to the Rams. Willie and I were just talking about that, Derek. What do you think about that? Because McVay's going to come back, but you know it feels like every year now it's like, you know, how is he going to come back? Is he going to retire? You know, he's one of those guys now. He's I think a year older than I am, so he's like 36, 37 somewhere in there. But he's won a Super Bowl. He's doing fine in life, but I think the hiring of Mike LaFleur is a good move because maybe that takes a little bit off of him.
Yeah, I think, you know, they run similar offenses, or they have, you know, where Mike is, where Mike came from. So he goes to the Rams now. Yeah. So the transition should be seamless for him. Just getting to know, just like any coach or GM, getting to know your personnel and knowing what they can and what they cannot do. The Rams had a bunch of injuries on offense last year. You don't know how Cooper Kupp is going to come back from his injury. You know, Jefferson played really well toward the end of the year, but he was injured a lot last season. They don't have no more Odell Beckham, even though, you know, they could bring him back if the knee, if they feel the knee is ready to go. So that team they put together, as we all know, was put together for one reason only, to win the championship that year. Now they got to try to figure out all these pieces because guys are getting hurt, guys are getting older, bringing a new offensive coordinator, run the same system. Now how do he implement you know, sort of the way he called games with this group of offensive talent? Because you still don't know about Matthew Stafford. You know, that's
no,
that
but I would keep Baker.
Yeah, you got to keep Baker because you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what Matthew, you know, he can go down again or he might not come back fully healthy from the injury. So you have to keep Baker Mayfield because at least he gives you an opportunity to win ball games.
He does. I thought he really fit with that that offense. Mm-hmm. You know, you give him another year and a full offseason to learn it, I think that'd be good for him. And plus, Baker's not going to get a starting job anywhere now. I mean, I think he has to be a backup for a little bit. And what better place to be, you know, than with the Rams in that offense? So I like that idea for him.
I wonder, as an offensive coordinator, does he have a past with McVay? Does he have a connection in his past? Because, like, we were talking about sometimes when you are the offensive coordinator in title, but it's really the mastermind of the head coach, yeah, right?
Well, McVay
is known for that offense. Like, it's sure his offense.
Mm-hmm.
He is, like, considered a great innovator for offenses in the league right now. Like, really good ideas. So does LaFleur come in with his own ideas, or is he coming in to run Sean McVay's offense? And is there a connection in the past?
Well, Matt LaFleur coached there, the offensive coordinator. So, I mean, that's probably
so
the
was he ever there with Matt LaFleur?
Nah, he wasn't there. His last, before he got to, you know, he was with the Jets, obviously, last season. It was only for a year. But before that, he was with San Fran for a year. Before that, he was in Atlanta for a year. Wow, he's only spent a year at each one of these places. Cleveland, he was offensive intern for a year. So he hasn't spent, you know, much time at his respective stops. It's been a year, and he's been moved in another year. So, but now he has the job that you know, he had with New York. And that offense with the Jets, it seemed to, if they have a quarterback in place, that offense seemed to run pretty well. Now, their running back got hurt, Robinson. Was it Robinson? No, they brought in Robinson from Jacksonville.
Acres.
He got hurt, and that's, you know, that was their guy. And the offense suffered just a little bit, but, you know, they had a good thing going in with the Jets from an offensive standpoint. And I'm pretty sure, you know, it's still going to be the same offense, but again, it's how do you call the offense, you know? And, you know, will McVay hand over more responsibility to him? Or will he sort of keep it
like,
close to the vest?
Yeah, like, is he going to let him call the plays?
Exactly.
That's an interesting thing. Yeah, the connection is his brother, Matt.
Yeah.
Because Matt and McVay were all under the Shanahan tree, mm-hmm, and were together in Washington and, you know, then obviously Atlanta. And so that I think, was kind of the connection there. But the Titans, though, were a week removed from Rand Carthon being introduced as the general manager, and the Titans still have not named an offensive coordinator. You got to think that's got to be coming soon. May depend on this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. That's what makes me pause, is that they're probably waiting to see what happens in these games this weekend, which directs you probably to Kansas City.
I go back to my point yesterday. If it was going to be Tim Kelly, wouldn't they have done it already? Or is Tim Kelly the if he doesn't get Matt Nagy or Eric Bieniemy?
I think he is. I think what they're probably telling him is, listen, you are, you know, you have a strong possibility of getting this job, but we're going to interview other people as well. And, you know, I guess Tim understands that and, you know, is going to wait. Because unless we miss something, and Caroline and I talked about this the other day, his name hasn't been floating around as potential hire for an offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly. So what is he going to do? I mean, he's just going to wait until either he gets the job or he remains in the position that he's in.
To me, I'm a little bit with you, Chase. I think they would have found a way if that was their guy all along. So that makes me think it's not going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, too, you're going to find who the OC is. The OC is going to help you find the O-line coach. And, you know, it's all a kind of builds on each other. But coming up next, I spent a whole 30 minutes on this, but I want to get some of your guys' thoughts on Jared's 8-point plan to bring Tom Brady to Nashville.
Tommy, as he said, Tom.
Tommy.
You don't call him Tom Brady. He said Tom.
I just want to get your guys' thoughts on it. There's some interesting points in it. We'll do that next. It's Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace. I almost said Chase. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace with Chase in today. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're going to do things all the time together. Just because we're not on a bachelor party doesn't mean that we can't hang out.
Well done. Well done, Nick. Back here, Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace chasing for Caroline today.
Oh, man.
He was all excited. He's like, you guys got to listen to this.
Hey, you knocked that one out of the park.
Look, I am a hangover fan, and Rookie I thought that year. Fit perfectly.
That You're the only nice. Person in America that's – oh, the movie. Yeah, okay. Never mind. Said I'm a hangover fan. I'm not. I hate
the hangover, not a Nick hangover.
Nick doesn't seem like he would be a fan of hangover, having a hangover. He doesn't
no.
look like
it. I don't know if Nick's no one's ever a fan. Had a hangover.
Some people yes, are. Some people don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Some people don't mind. I lost those days a long time ago.
Sometimes, you know, you guys know there's times I've come in here like, we're on the struggle bus today, boys. Some days we're driving the struggle bus.
But, and who knows where it's going to end up?
And who knows where it's going to end up? Real quick before we get to Jared's 8-point plan.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to go through all 8
no,
points?
No, just a couple. But
how did you come up with 8 points? I don't know.
It's
Jared. Must have been bored.
It's Jared. Dan Quinn staying in Dallas. I wanted to bring this up with you guys real quick. I was surprised. I thought Dan Quinn was going to get another head coaching job.
What jobs are still open right now? How many jobs?
The only one that's been filled is Frank Reich to Carolina, which that was kind of a surprise.
So we still got Indy. We still got the Arizona Cardinals.
Denver.
Else? Denver.
And Denver, Arizona, Indy, Houston.
Houston. So that's 4.
And D'Amico Ryans is going to go to Houston. I'm telling you.
That would be
right
a
now.
Good fit.
I guess for Dan Quinn, too, I would want to know, has he been aggressively going after every job and telling all these teams, you got to get me in there. I want in. I want to get a head coaching job again.
He may have.
Does he like his situation in Dallas? Is he being paid more than
– he's highest paid coordinator.
Okay, so there's that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm just looking for reasons why not hearing his name more.
I think that there's been a – Jerry says, Dan, come here.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
And says, hey, look, Dan, if this don't work out with Mike, you're my guy. Right? You're my guy, Dan. You're my guy. Am I your guy? You're my guy.
Only if Sean Payton doesn't take a job.
I don't think he's going to take one this year.
I think he's holding out for that Dallas job.
It is starting to lean towards that. He hadn't gotten second interviews, according to reports. Everybody else has, which is – it's because I don't think teams want to give up that first-round pick.
Yeah.
Because they
when is his contract up with
I'd have
Dallas.
To look. with the Saints.
You are the Saints. I said Dallas.
Now Dallas, who I think Jerry would do it.
Oh, of course.
He would give it up.
But why? That's not smart. Why would you ever give up your first round pick?
Because it's Jerry.
For that.
But it expires after the 2024 season.
I'd wait.
2 years. Yeah, yeah. 2 years.
I'd wait.
Unless you want to pay whatever it is that final year that right. you would have to pay. And maybe it's worth it to Jerry Jones. It seems like Jerry has been coveting Sean Payton for a while.
Right.
So, you know.
It will take I think draft compensation from any team wanting Payton to persuade the Saints to trade him. Because essentially that's what it would be.
Yeah. To me, that is a topic. What would you trade for a head coach?
What did Oakland trade for
John Gruden?
John Gruden.
Let's look back on that. There's been a couple of them in the past. Gruden is one of them. I'm trying to think of any others where you actually had to trade. I think, wasn't Belichick a trade? Didn't he end up having to be traded from the Jets to the Patriots?
He was.
So I think that's a really good discussion is what coach is actually worth assets to trade
for. So here you go. But 2 decades ago, a few of the biggest names in coaching, Gruden, Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, were involved in such maneuvers. Parcells was?
Patriots.
Jets?
Patriots to the Jets, yeah, I think. Because he retired.
Yeah.
And then, but they still, the Jets hired him. It's a little fuzzy.
The Raiders got 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and $8 million. The Bucs got Gruden.
Yeah. And the Bucs did win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, they did. Those picks and turned into...
That seemed like I remember sitting there going, if I'm the Raiders, man, that's a boatload of stuff for a head coach.
So the picks turned into the 21st and 53rd overall in 2002, the 32nd in 2003, and 33rd in 2004. While the Raiders didn't keep all those picks, the players selected in those spots were tight end Daniel Graham, offensive tackle Langston Walker, defensive end Tyler Brayton, and running back Tony Hollins. I don't remember any of these. Yeah,
Daniel Graham, I think he might have been a good player.
Doesn't sound like they hit the jackpot, though, with the picks. Just from a simple asset standpoint, that's an interesting historical trade because, of course, as we know, they played each other in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? And that was pretty shortly thereafter, right? Was that the first year that Gruden was in Tampa Bay?
I believe so, yeah.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Because Tony Dungy ended up leaving, or did they fire him?
It was the first or second year.
Because Tony went to Indy.
Ended
right?
up in Indy not long after that, yeah.
And then Gruden took over, and I think that first, because that team was ready made for a Super Bowl.
Yes. Veteran team.
Because they lost the prior year on a botched call. I think it was a catch, but they call it not a catch.
Well, that was the year you guys made it to the Super Bowl. Remember you guys won in Jacksonville.
They lost to the Rams.
You watched the Rams and the Bucs were they stopped that offense pretty cold. Mm-hmm. Ricky Prohl made the catch late.
His first year. It was the 0-2 season.
Okay.
Went 12-4 and won the Super Bowl.
So Dungy got him that right to the edge there. But like you said, they had the defense. They had the pieces. They needed to get over the top. So I think that's a great discussion. I'd love to hear just if we had Rand Carthon here, what would you trade for a coach? Like not that that's the situation he walks into here. They've got their coach, but just it is a matter of philosophy.
Do you when think you, a team
those
would
picks
do
it are
now?
So? The picks are precious, right? That's the lifeblood of your team is draft picks.
But do you think a team looking back on it now? Yes, Oakland, Tampa did win a Super Bowl, but that team was already they were geared to win a Super Bowl. That made it to the NFC Championship game the prior year. They bring in, you know, they trade for Gruden. He comes in, they win the Super Bowl. Obviously, it took Bill Belichick a minute to win a Super Bowl in New England. Do you think a team, Bill Parcells, did he win a Super Bowl when he left? Or did they?
He got the Patriots to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And then left.
Uh-huh.
And then went to the Jets that and got them to the AFC Championship game.
He left because that was the famous, they want you to cook the dinner, but they won't let you buy the groceries.
Yeah.
So it's like there's only been really one example of a team like getting a coach and then winning it that year. It took New England a minute to kind of get their thing to going with Bill Belichick.
Daniel Graham won 2 Super Bowls with New England. He was on those teams.
Tight end, yeah.
Yep.
That's why I remember his name. So I don't know if teams would do that now.
A first-round pick is a lot to
They're
going
to have to. If somebody wants to – like, I thought that Sean Payton –
Unless you wait. Like, you could wait. Unless you wait. See if he's still out there when you're free to do that. Like, we've seen early on – like, baseball had that rule with the basically their version of the restricted free agent, right? They are a free agent, but there's a compensatory pick you got to give back to get this guy. He's a free agent. You can pay him, but you have to give up a first-round pick.
Right.
To do it. And it got to the point where a lot of teams stopped doing that because they just didn't think it was worth giving up a first-round pick to do that.
Right. Like, how much do you really want him? Because I thought that Denver would end up hiring him. But then it feels like that's kind of
– But they've already given up the farm for Wilson. They can't then come back and do it again for Sean Payton. Your team already behind eight ball. You're going to be off the table if you do that.
It just seems like there's always that need to bring in new blood that hopefully you develop into great players, but in the meantime, too, that can fill spots for you without taking up a lot of salary cap room, right? That's the key to having. And you're going to miss on some, but the more picks you have, better off, especially
your first-round pick. To me, they should wait because, you know, Chase, you brought this up a while ago. Shane Bowen, he's going to get a job pretty soon. So, you know, teams like Denver or other teams, you know, there's a, you know, young coaches that are coming down the pipeline. And I think, I'm pretty sure Bowen's name will be at the top of that list next year.
And I think Bieniemy will get one too.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting game because this is more fun than the 8-point plan.
Mm-hmm. We can always get to the 8-point plan. We can get back to that.
Oh, believe me, we can get to the 8-point plan in a month from now.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's not going anywhere.
In May. Jobs that could be open next year. Mm-hmm. So if a team decides, okay, maybe next year I'd rather do it. Let's say Sean Payton doesn't get one, you know, this year, which he still might, but it doesn't look like that he probably will. Dan Quinn's another one that I think if Dallas has another good year with defense, he's going to get looks again. To me, it kind of makes me think there's a job he's holding out for that hasn't opened up yet. But potential openings for next year and the next coaching cycle that could bring Sean Payton or somebody else in. We'll discuss that coming up next. It's Chase Willie and D-Mace. Chase in for Caroline. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. You can hit us up on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, broadcasting from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Caroline off today. She'll be back on Monday. Talking a little head coaching carousel. So we know one job has been filled. Frank Reich will be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't hate the hire of Reich. I thought Steve Wilks had done enough to earn that job. I thought Steve Wilks should have kept that job. So that's my only, I guess, gripe with that.
And I'm sure a lot of other people felt that he got that team to continue to play.
Right.
Because, you know, under Matt Rhule, that team, just wasn't working.
What it tells me, Derek, is they're going to keep Darnold, and they want Reich to develop Darnold.
Possibly.
That's what it tells me.
Yeah, because, I mean, Sam Darnold, you know, obviously he had his year in the Jets where it looked like, you know, he could be their franchise quarterback. But that organization was in shambles anyway. Then they trade him to Carolina, and he started to do well, but then he got injured. And that roster wasn't a great roster either. Then Baker comes in and whatnot, and then he, you know, gets back into the starting lineup, and he plays well. So, I'm with you. I think they are bringing in Frank Reich to sort of, get in there and really be a teacher to Sam Darnold. Because, I mean, the kid has skill. You know, he just needs someone to sort of, you know, guide him along the way.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few teams that, let's say Sean Payton does not take a job this year. Mm-hmm. We've already established his contract with the Saints is up in 2024, at the end of the 2024 season. So there's 2 years left. So even if he goes through all this again next year, there would have to be draft pick compensation going to the Saints. But some teams that I think could target him. We start with the most obvious one. If Dallas doesn't do anything in the playoffs, like even if they make it and they lose again like they did, I know they beat Tampa, but then they lose in the divisional round, Mike McCarthy's gone. Yeah. And I think, yes, maybe Dan Quinn could just get that job because he's staying, but I think he's plan B to Sean Payton. And Jerry would give up the draft picks to get Sean Payton, I think.
Yeah, how many? But he has a history with
Sean
Payton.
Sitting there going, well, you really want Sean Payton, huh?
Well, they know that. They know it's Jerry.
That's the thing.
They would try to fleece him.
It's like a first-round pick?
I would.
How about a second-round pick?
You want him?
Well, I don't know. Is there a set thing? Like, has the league basically said, like, nah, this is what you get?
No, I think it's just you got to negotiate.
Yeah, like
right?
a player. You trade for whatever they're willing to give up. But yeah, I would tend to think that, you know, if Mike McCarthy can't advance this team further into the playoffs and Dak is still young, you bring in a Sean Payton that can help, you know, Dak, continue to grow as a quarterback in that system. That would be a ideal landing spot for Sean Payton. Here's another team. Next year, and it's not because he's not a good coach. I think he's a great coach. He's top four coach
if
in the National Football League.
If you say the team that I'm thinking, you and I have worked together way too long.
I think John Harbaugh.
Bam.
not because they would fight. I think John's been there 16 years. He's been there long. He got there in 06, I believe. Was it 06 or 07?
He got there
in 07.
07.
Yeah, he got there in 07.
Was there anybody
there
between?
Because you played 2 years
succeed
with Belichick.
No, he came after. It was Belichick.
Brian Billick.
Yeah, Billick.
You played 2 years for Billick.
Yes.
And then
John came.
Yeah.
So, John's you think about it. That's almost Steeler-esque, having only two head coaches for that length of time.
Well, they've only had three in their franchise history.
Yeah. Since they became Baltimore. Yeah.
Exactly.
Ted Marchibroda was before Billick. Is that right?
Yep.
That sounds right. Well, did he move with them from Cleveland?
No, he became
the coach when they became the Ravens, I think. Because I think Belichick was the last
it
coach
was
of
Belichick.
The Browns.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so they had
Billick. Because that's exactly what I was going to say. And I thought, this is what I thought. Uh-huh. I thought you were going to push back on me.
Oh, no. I mean, I always make it my business to sort of watch, because they do this every year, to watch their sort of like State of the Union, end of the season, State of the Union. And you know, even through the season, I think maybe he's getting to a point where he's getting tired, especially with this whole Lamar Jackson thing the last couple of seasons. And I know they just redid his contract, I believe. I think it was last season. I just think he probably just, you know, kind of want to segue out of it, because it's close to 20 years that he's been there.
Yeah, he's been there a long time.
So I wouldn't be surprised if John Harbaugh at the last, especially if they don't get a deal worked out for Lamar Jackson, a long term deal. I can see him saying, you know what, I'm just going to retire, period.
Yeah.
And walk away.
I could see it. So I think another one that I don't think Payton would be interested in this job, but I think they would be interested in him. If Cleveland underachieves now that they have Deshaun Watson full time, Cleveland's going to be open. I think that's one. Mm-hmm. The most obvious one to me that I think he would be interested in, and they should be interested in him, is the Chargers.
Yeah. Because I think if Brandon Staley doesn't get it right next year,
no, he's out.
Then, yeah, you have to move on. You have to move on. That would have been, what, his third year?
Yep.
And if the quarterback doesn't show any growth, you have to move on.
Yeah. So I think that is a potential. Looking at the NFC, which I think it's going to be harder for NFC teams because the Saints are in the NFC. But looking at the NFC – Washington could be open, you know, if Riverboat Ron I mean, they were 8-8 or 8-8-1. That's potential.
I think if they can get their quarterback, like a solid, like some stability at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
I think Ron stays a little bit longer.
Yep.
But if they don't, if they're still playing quarterback carousel here, then why would you want – I mean, I know why you would want to stay because, Tim Hasselbeck says it all the time. There's only 32 of these jobs.
Right.
And, if you got one, you try to keep it, especially if you're trying to, win Super Bowls. So it would have to take a lot for him to sort of step
away. This is a long shot for Peyton, but I do believe this job will be open, Tampa Bay.
Depending on, it depends on. I mean, it seems like they're,
I don't. I like Todd Bowles.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's a head coach.
I think he was sort of. I'm not gonna say his hands were tied, but I think with Tom Brady being there, he only had so much say.
And he was thrown into it because Bruce retired pretty quick.
So I think if he can sort of – and don't rule out if Tom – that Bruce Arians comes back, you know. Don't rule that out either.
Yeah,
I wouldn't rule that. I think this year would be the year, this upcoming season, that they're going to give Todd Bowles an opportunity minus Tom Brady to sort of – now this is truly your team, like – offensively and defensively, this is your team.
Here's another one. A little bit on the outside the box, but just one to keep an eye on. Seattle.
Pete, how old is Pete? Like 75?
Yeah. He's 74? Not that old. I think he's like 72.
72? But he's still, he's still energetic. But said, I mean, again – not to say that Pete can't do anything else, but what else would Pete – I'm sure he got grandkids. You probably want to go spend time with the grandkids, more time with them. But he just seems like he's just a ball coach, like one of those guys that, and we've seen him that, listen, I just want to coach football. That's all I want to do. Coach football, help these men grow professionally and personally. That's my life.
Yeah.
So him walking away at 72, 73, you might as well keep coaching.
I mean, Saban's 71.
Yeah.
Belichick's probably – they're all around the same age.
But I can't see Saban leaving Alabama no time soon.
Yeah, Pete Carroll's 71.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But he seems like an energetic 71, huh?
Yeah, you wouldn't know it.
I do think that is a big factor, right? But the other part that I think about with that is – like we were thinking during the break about the track of Bill Parcells and how that whole era went. He would take the breaks and then come back. I some of these guys have been going at it every year for all these years. I wonder if that does catch up after a while.
But a break.
Taking the physical thing seriously too, that knowing how to keep yourself fit, keeping yourself sharp, that's a big part of it. And I think those guys do a pretty good job in that area.
Pete Carroll was the head coach of the Patriots, and he was replaced by Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He succeeded Bill Parcells. He was the sandwich between Parcells and Belichick. That's pretty interesting for the Patriots.
Hmm.
You're right.
Patriots history.
You know what? I have two more teams that may be looking for a head coach next season or probably the season after that. But I'm thinking more of next season. There's two teams. I believe.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll do that coming up next. I have a feeling I might know where you're going, but we will do that coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Caroline Willie D. Mace, Chase in for Caroline today, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Seren Petro talking Kansas City Chiefs coming up at noon with these guys as get you ready for championship weekend.
But remember who's on the Chiefs staff. There will be some questions along
those
lines.
Yeah, that will come
up.
That will come
OC.
Up. Looking forward to that. All right, Derek, you say you have two more potential coaching openings where you could link Sean Payton.
Yes, two more coaching options here. One, I think, and for no other reason but the same reason why I said, you know, John Harbaugh or even, you know, Pete Carroll, because, you know, you've been in this game for so long. You've won Super Bowls. It's like, okay, what else? Andy Reid. I think Andy Reid is one.
Because he could retire?
Yeah, he could retire. And, you know, especially if Matt Nagy stays, then that's just an easy segue to keep everything in place. The quarterback knows Nagy, and yeah. You can kind of go, you know, you can kind of, you know.
He'll get another chance being a head coach.
Oh, of course, I know
he
will.
It didn't work in Chicago, uh-huh. But I blame more Ryan Pace, the GM, than mm-hmm. I do Matt Nagy.
But that could be a potential opening, not because of firing, but because Andy Reid steps down.
That's fair.
So I can see that possibly happening.
Belichick, if we're going to be honest, then, I mean, Belichick could.
But I think Belichick, he wants to – he's going to stay as long as he can because he wants to win that Super Bowl minus Tom Brady.
I think he and Saban have been talking and go like, hey, you want to do this at the same time? You just want to shock the sports world at the same time?
Hey, that might happen. You never know. And then the last one for me is the Tennessee Titans.
I knew it.
Because
I knew you were going to go there.
Because they've set this thing in motion already. And listen, Mike's a good coach, but Mike is not immune to the discussion of potentially, you know, not being the coach of the Tennessee Titans. You know, we talk about all these other, you know, coaches that have won Super Bowls, and we, you know, oh, this guy's horrible, this guy's bad, he's not a top five coach and all this other stuff. Well, Mike, he's done a good job, mm-hmm. but, you know, he hasn't, you know, regardless of what the situations are, he has not taken this team. This team has regressed over the last couple of years. Now, you can blame that on personnel. You can blame it on John, which I know a lot of people are. It was John's fault. It was John's fault. Why? Because John's not here anymore. But they've changed offensive coordinators. They changed offensive line coach. They changed the GM. Who's next in line if this thing doesn't get right? The head coach.
Yep.
And listen, I'm not advocating for Mike to be fired. I'm not. I think Mike's a good coach. But being a good – I've seen a lot of good coaches get fired in this league. Why? Because they can't eventually, you know, the owner or the GM sees, well, you can only take us so far, you know. And I think this – that's why I said this offseason for the Tennessee Titans is critical. Because now he can't turn – he can't blame any – not to say that Mike was blaming anyone, but he can't say, well, it was the offensive coordinator, let's fire the offensive coordinator. Yeah. Everybody's gone now.
Right.
You know? So now the spotlight is on you as a head coach. If you can't get this thing right, then we may have to go in another direction. Again, not to say that Mike is a bad coach, because he's not. He's a good coach. But even good coaches – get released.
So I think it's an interesting point, because what's the goal of every team is to win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Okay. But guess what? There's one a year mm-hmm. that can do that. So the main goal is to be in the conversation every year, to be mm-hmm. in contention, to win division titles, to make the playoffs, to go on playoff runs. That's the goal of every team. And this team was doing that, but now they've missed it. She didn't like the roster. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of I think everybody looked at it that way, that was an indictment on John. So you make that change. But now it's maximizing the value of the team, because they're going to build a new stadium. Mm-hmm. They want to be in prime position to be a good football team when that new stadium opens, to pack it and to make it, you know, everybody go, oh, yeah, I'm glad they did it. Look at this. The Titans are Super Bowl contenders once again. Maybe they'll host a Super Bowl and be in it. You know, mm-hmm. there's stuff like that. But I think that's the ultimate goal, is to be consistently at that point. And so if he's not doing it, mm-hmm. even though it's not all on him,
exactly.
then you're right. I think because they got a window now. The window isn't the win the championship window. It's the, hey, we need to look good for the stadium, you know, and, mm-hmm. and getting that done. And I'm also going to say this. We haven't talked about it much because they've had a lot of success. I wouldn't rule out the fact that maybe one day she might say it's for sale. without saying it's for sale. I'm just saying.
Well, not until I
because the values are going to go up. The values can only go up.
If indeed she does go that direction, which it seemed like she enjoys
being the owner. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying, well, number one, my dad taught me a long time ago. Mm-hmm. He said, Chase, everything is for sale.
Oh, of course.
It's always for sale.
Absolutely. If somebody willing to pay the money.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of what I mean. But the value is only going to go up because you're going to get a new building and Nashville is continuing to grow. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there could be a day where she gets an offer where she goes, well, I can't say no to that.
Yeah, you may be right about that. I wouldn't put it past it. But, you know, I just need to, in you know, with Mike, because now to me you can't, unless, you know, whoever you hire as new offensive coordinator comes in and he stinks up the joint, but then it points back to the guy that hired him, you know. So this hire, I think that's why he's taking his time. And I've said this before. This hire is like, this is it. Like, you need to hire
the right
guy. Because if you don't hire the right guy, then next year you and that guy will be gone.
I don't know if it's the next year, but you won't make it very far. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make it very far, even with the good feeling, the good foundation that I think he's built, Mike Vrabel. So this is a very important hire. So taking your time is one thing, and also I think playing the game of having to wait. You know, you try to wait for people you think you might really want to talk to. I just don't even know the status. Like, we'll ask Seren in the next segment. But have the Chiefs said they're granting permission with the coordinators that have been rumored? With Nagy or with Bieniemy? Do we know that there's interest on the other side? I think the fact that you haven't heard anything means it's probably not dead, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that the Titans haven't gone in another direction and you're hearing they're interviewing 3, 4, 5 other people.
Right. I don't know.
I think we'll find out.
You're going to find out in 5 minutes.
Well, we'll ask. We'll get the. I mean, maybe it's not even on their mind. I'm sure they're trying to win a Super Bowl. But
right.
But I'm sure Seren, he knows what's going on with that team. He'll have some feelings in a feel for why Bieniemy has not become a head coach, what's going on with Nagy. This will be some good insight here, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up next, Seren Petro, 810 WHB in Kansas City, is going to join these guys. I'm going to step away. It's been fun. You know, 2 gigs in a row, I think we're good. We got asked back, so it was fun. We'll put the band back together again sometime.
Exactly.
Soon. Absolutely. Yeah. It's Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.